Welcome, everyone, to Wisdom for a Crazy World, your trusted source for 21st century common sense. We hope you're having a great day, but just in case you're not, our host, Tom McQueen, is about to make it a lot better. So sit back, relax, and enjoy today's episode. And now, it is my privilege to introduce to you one of the most popular podcasters on any network, award-winning author and speaker, Tom McQueen.
Hey, welcome back, everyone. I'm Tom McQueen, and you are listening to another episode of Wisdom for a Crazy World. And the title of our episode this week is, When We Embrace Hatred, We Nourish Evil. And before we get into that, I want to give you our contact information as usual. Our email address is letters2ethan@aol.com, and our telephone number is 727-688-5121. Well, that number is located here in the Tampa Bay area. It is accessible nationwide, and we always appreciate the telephone calls, the messages, and the emails that we receive from our listeners. So grateful and so appreciative of that, and the suggestions you make for our shows is phenomenal, and we try to get to as many topics as we can. But this week, the news was overshadowed by what's happening to the people of Israel. Shocking, really, the hatred and the violence. And, you know, I was pretty interested to see that the news media, when they reported that, and for good reason, of course, would not show the actual horrors of the torture that was being perpetrated on the people of Israel. But I had a contact in the media who has another podcast, and he said, Tom, would you like me to send you a brief reel of the actual footage? And I said, I think so. So he did, and it was about 2 minutes long, and I don't think I will ever forget watching what I saw. And it is pure evil what is happening there. I mean, to think of a pregnant mother being shot in the stomach and to actually witness that is something that I will never, ever forget. It will always stay with me. It only highlighted the importance of talking about our vocations as peacemakers and our vocation to be instruments of God's peace in our own way, in our own lives, in our own families, in our own businesses, and in our own communities. You know, when I was a marriage and family therapist, I had a couple came to see me, this is probably 20 years ago, and they were contemplating divorce. And I had seen each of them individually, so had the conversation, got all the issues, but, you know, when they sat down and I asked them to summarize, you know, what we had discussed and what they had been talking about, both of them, I was shocked, really. They said to one another, basically, I hate you. That was their comment. I hate you. I want nothing to do with you. And I want you out of my life. Well, after we pursued that conversation and got into it in a couple sessions, the fact of the matter was that they didn't hate the other person. What they disliked was several of their behaviors, several of the decisions that they made, several of the friends that they had, several of the activities that they were involved with. But they just they let their preoccupation with that evolve into an anger that resulted in them saying to one another in a room with a counselor, I hate you. And so hate is really the expression of a deep-seated anger. So what do we do with that? I mean, where do we go with that when we have anger, and to keep it from becoming hatred, to keep it from becoming violent, to keep it from destroying people's lives and reputations? That's the purpose of our show today. And when we come back after our break, I have one piece of literature that I want to share with you that I think has the solution to create peace in our worlds individually, in families and businesses and our communities. And I want to see what you think about it. You know, you write me back, you call me and tell me how you feel, because sometimes people will say that I will oversimplify a problem, but I don't believe so in this case. But we'll talk about it when we come back. I'm Tom McQueen. Thank you so much for being here. You are listening to Wisdom for a Crazy World. We'll be right back, my friends.
In this chaotic world, there's a timeless need for wisdom. Whether it's deciphering life's puzzles, dealing with bullies, mastering the art of handling a tough boss, or creating positive change in our world, a little guidance can make a world of difference. And that's what you will find on the podcast, Wisdom for a Crazy World, hosted by Chaplain Tom McQueen. Wisdom for a Crazy World brings insights that are rooted in wisdom from a biblical perspective. Episode subjects include Jesus therapy, surviving a toxic boss, and God's Independence Day. With his soothing voice and wealth of wisdom, Chaplain McQueen is your ally in facing life's challenges head on. Discover comfort and reassurance with Chaplain Tom McQueen on Wisdom for a Crazy World, available on Spotify, Apple Podcast, and wherever you listen to podcasts.
Hey, welcome back, everyone. I'm Tom McQueen, and you are listening to Wisdom for a Crazy World. And the title of our episode this week is When We Embrace Hatred, We Nourish Evil. You know, I was coming out of Publix during the week, and a mom was wheeling her grocery cart out, and she had a young child in it, maybe about, I would guess, 4 years old. And he was angry that he didn't get his way, or his mother didn't buy him what he wanted. So he yelled at her and he goes, "I hate you, Mom." And it's so tragic that at such an early age, a child will pick up that kind of language and use it. Of course, he didn't hate his mother. He was angry at his mother because he didn't get what he wanted. But to pick up that kind of language and to move in the direction of that thought of hate and make that a part of a child's vocabulary is just awful. On the other hand, I was with a dying hospice patient this week, and the 21-year-old granddaughter was there, and she gave me one of Emmett Fox's pieces, and she said, "You know, my grandmother gave this to me many years ago, and she told me that this is how I should live my life." And I thought, "Oh my gosh, how powerful that is!" And you may have heard it before, but I'll share it with you again. It's one of the best pieces I've ever read. I recognized it immediately. Emmett Fox wrote, "There is no difficulty that enough love will not conquer, no disease that enough love will not heal, no door that enough love will not open. It makes no difference how deeply seated the trouble may be, how hopeless the outlook, how muddled the tangle, how great the mistake. A sufficient realization of love will dissolve it all. If only you could love enough, you would be the happiest and most powerful being in the world." And when I saw this 21-year-old granddaughter, she was that. She was bubbly, effervescent. Of course, she was sad that her grandmother was passing, but the advice that her grandmother gave her many years ago moved her in that currently dominant direction of being a person who is positive, caring, and loving. And you know, Paul, the apostle, gave us the same advice when he was in prison on how to deal with life and how to avoid a hateful world. And they're not really sure exactly where he was in prison when he wrote this, but he said this to his followers: "Rejoice in the Lord always. I shall say it again, rejoice. Your kindness should be known to all. The Lord is near. Have no anxiety at all, but in everything, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, make your requests known to God. Then the peace of God that surpasses all understanding will guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Finally, brothers and sisters, whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is gracious, if there is any excellence, and if there is anything worthy of praise, think about these things. Keep on doing what you have learned and received and heard and seen in me. Then the God of peace will be with you. Paul from prison. So if I had to summarize just one, I mean, there are many in Scripture, including the words of Jesus himself, but from a follower of Jesus, from one of his apostles, to write that from prison and to give us that direction and that encouragement, if we followed that, there would be a serious reduction of hate and evil in the world, in my opinion. Now, if you disagree with me, call me, write me, text me, because I want to know. But we sometimes overlook simple solutions that in the long term can grow and become great solutions to the problems that our world has. We'll be right back after a short break. I'm Tom McQueen, and you have been listening to Wisdom for a Crazy World. We'll be right back, my friends.
From author Tom McQueen comes the important and must-read new book, What I Learned When I Died, Life Lessons from Heaven. In What I Learned When I Died, author Tom McQueen shares some of the lessons he learned from that initial encounter in heaven, lessons that were reinforced by the fellow travelers he journeyed with along the road of life. Author Tom McQueen is a retired licensed marriage and family therapist, chaplain, and founder of the American Family Foundation, Incorporated. He has published numerous books and articles, and his best-selling book, Letters to Ethan, a collection of letters he wrote to his grandson, was the recipient of the Angel Award from the Excellence in Media Foundation. Author Tom McQueen has appeared on the Lifetime Television Network, the This Is the Day program on Catholic TV, and on many shows and radio programs throughout the United States. What I Learned When I Died, Life Lessons from Heaven, from author Tom McQueen, is available on Amazon and makes a great book for book clubs. Order your copy today.
Hey, welcome back, everyone. I'm Tom McQueen, and you are listening to Wisdom for a Crazy World. And today we're talking about when we embrace hatred, we nourish evil. And if there's one thing for certain, money will never solve the world's hatred problem. Politicians will never solve the world's hatred problem. Programs, quotation marks, will never solve the world's hatred problem. The only thing that will solve the problem of hate in our world, in my opinion, is the decision of each individual to use the gifts that God gave them, their intellect, their emotions, and their will, and to realize that they are no better than the next person, that we are all created in God's image and likeness. And when we realize that, to treat one another accordingly. And so, today, as we close our program and remember all those who are suffering around the world, especially those suffering during this time in Israel, let us pray. The psalmist tells us that you, Almighty God, made us a little lower than angels and equipped us with a godlike capacity for love, forgiveness, and compassion, even for those outside our comfort zone. Please forgive us today for falling so short of your greatest command to love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, and mind, and to love others as you love yourself. Remind us that the only way you know we love you is by the way we love others, in ways that build up and never tear down. In our world, embroiled by racial hatred, strife, and divisions of every kind, give us today the ability to see one another just as you see us, created in the image and likeness of a magnificent and matchless God. Deepen within us right now, Lord, the will to put words to action and use the mighty power you have given us to remove every system and barrier to justice and inequality in our world. Stir up in each one of us the desire to build authentic and caring relationships with those who do not look, think, act, or even vote like us. May we remember that your love in us is far more powerful than all the world's division, alienation, violence, hatred, chaos, and human-generated suffering. Today, Father, may we allow your Holy Spirit to brand us anew as ambassadors of love, messengers of reconciliation, and bearers of the light of God that alone can shatter the world's darkness. In your magnificent name, we pray, Lord Jesus. Amen. My friends, go out today and be the instrument of peace that God created you to be. I wish you all the best. Have a great week. And I look forward to seeing you next week on another edition of Wisdom for a Crazy World. God bless you, my friends.